Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt. He's taken this week off, and Dean is off this week as well, so we have Alexander Zalbin filling in. Entertainment Report with Alex Zalbin today is sponsored by JeffBuysYourHouse.com. And Alex is the host and editor of Comic Book Club at ComicBookLive.com. And how are you, Alex?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, Wendy.
Yes. I'm sorry I'm a little off my game now, because Dave Ennett and I were just talking about the studio off the air, and I'm telling you, that might be like the greatest show I've ever watched.
I'm so glad you liked it. It's fantastic. For anybody who hasn't checked it out, it streams on Apple TV+. It's about a not real movie studio that's run by a character played by Seth Rogen. It features an array of all-stars. It's very hilarious, very well done. The whole season is streaming now. Super creative, and luckily it's picked up for a second season, so there's more of the studio to come.
It is just so irreverent. It's so bad. Zoe Kravitz is amazing in it. Everybody's so funny. And boy, this is really a good time for Catherine O'Hara, because she's in the studio. And she's also in The Last of Us, which we'll talk about. And then Rhea Perlman is in the studio and in Poker Face. So, like, Catherine O'Hara and Rhea Perlman are having a resurgence.
Here's what we need. We need Catherine O'Hara and Rhea Perlman in their own show, and then we can complete the circle.
Absolutely. All right. So I wanted to watch the Pee-wee documentary. I loved Paul Reubens' Pee-wee Herman. And I, Alex, really meant to watch it before I spoke to you. It's a three-hour commitment that I didn't have time to watch, but I'm probably going to watch it tonight. I've heard such great things about this documentary.
It is absolutely phenomenal. For anybody who hasn't heard about it, it's Pee-wee as Himself is the name of the two-part documentary. It's streaming on Max right now. And like you said, it's a commitment. There's two episodes. First episode's an hour and a half. Second hour episode is about an hour 45. But the thing that makes it so incredible is they got 40 hours of interviews with Paul Reubens weeks, maybe months before he suddenly shockingly passed away. And they didn't know about it when they were interviewing him, that he was sick and had been sick for years. So looking back on it, it is very much him, not to be too grim, but it's really him giving his last will and testament, this whole explanation of his life to the camera in a very rare interview as himself, which he never did, and they talk about in the documentary. So it's, even if you don't really know anything about Pee-wee, even if you don't know the man, it's just a fascinating capsule of a time in entertainment and looking at how you develop a persona on TV. Absolutely incredible. And it gets to, you know, some of the darker parts about his life, particularly in the second half of the documentary, but well worth a watch. It's absolutely wonderful.
I remember when, you know, he was arrested at a movie theater, and I didn't really think about Pee-wee Herman. I should say Paul Reubens. I didn't think about Paul's sexuality one way or the other. I really didn't. Mm-hmm. And I do remember it was made a big deal of what happened to him in that movie theater, and he was arrested. I know he did a kids show, Pee-wee's Playhouse, but honestly, that was an adult show too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's something they get into in a big way in the documentary, which he talks very honestly about, because one of the other big things about this is there are always rumors and talks about his sexuality, but he very explicitly comes out as publicly gay in the documentary for the first time. So it's really the first time in his entire life, and unfortunately the last time in his life, where he talked openly about his development, why this was an issue, why people made it such a big deal about the things that you're talking about. And it's really frank and honest.
He just was so talented. And boy, the star-studded cast in Pee-wee's Playhouse. I've just seen some excerpts and stuff. And Cyndi Lauper sang the theme to Pee-wee's Playhouse. My nephew was obsessed with it. He's in his 30s now, but I'll never forget, we got him a stuffed cherry for Christmas, and he cried. He was so excited. Cherry, I got cherry. And then, of course, Phil Hartman was Captain Carl, and who
one of the things that I was completely bowled over about, it's a spoiler for history, but they talk about a lot in the first part, is how he developed Pee-wee as part of the Groundlings comedy troupe in Los Angeles. And Phil Hartman was such an intrinsic part of that. They actually co-wrote the first Pee-wee movie together. And one thing that I actually did not know about at all is the two of them were really good friends with Cassandra Peterson, who people probably know better as Elvira, Mistress of the Dark.
Yeah.
So it's crazy to just see the three of them in these old pictures hanging out together. And particularly Pee-wee, Paul Rubens developing Pee-wee and Cassandra Peterson developing Elvira, as these two parallel tracks. It's really fascinating.
All right. Well, that is a must-see. I've heard nothing bad about this. HBO original two-part documentary, Pee-wee as Himself. Wendy Snyder sitting in for Bob Surratt this week. We're talking to Alex Zalbin, host and editor of Comic Book Club at comicbookclublive.com. All right. So I was talking about Catherine O'Hara in the studio. She's just wonderful. She's also in The Last of Us, a very different role in that. I thought the Last of Us that was on Sunday was the finale, but there's one more?
No, there's not.
Okay, that was it.
It was, in fact, the finale on Sunday, and a lot of people are confused because it ends, without getting too heavily into spoilers, on a pretty big cliffhanger and twist that comes right from the video games it's based on, but it leaves people in a place where the story is very much not finished. And at the current time, I mean, we don't have a schedule. There is going to be a third season. But if it goes with the same schedule as between season one and season two, it might be as long as 2 years before you pick up on that cliffhanger, which is bothering a lot of people.
You know, it's funny because I watch it with my son, Michael, who's 26. So he knows about the video game. And, you know, he's like, be careful what you look at online because, you know, you're going to get some spoilers. I don't know anything about the video game. And I've really loved this. I thought it was so good.
It's a really, really well-done show with some great actors. For anybody who doesn't know what it is, you can stream the first two seasons on Bact now. They broadcast on HBO. And it's a zombie story, but it's with, the best way of putting it is mushroom zombies. It's sort of like fungus zombies who have taken over the world. But a lot like if you were a fan of Walking Dead back in the day, and Wendy, I know you were.
Yeah.
The same sort of thing where it's not really about the zombies. It's more about the people and the survival and what these very high stakes push them towards. The second season took some very big narrative swings with the cast, but again, I won't spoil for anybody who hasn't watched, but it's a story of revenge and what revenge does to people and how revenge on another person may not have the same perspective as what that person has. So there's a lot of complicated dynamics going on.
It's really, really good. And Poker Face, Natasha Lyonne is one of those actors where I don't know if I love her or hate her, but I love the show. She is the female Columbo. She walks all crazy, talks like this, and she's really affected, but she does a good job. In a nutshell, her superpower is she's able to tell when someone is lying. So each episode, pretty much standalone, there's some kind of murder, and she figures it out. And I'm really loving this season.
It's so much fun, and it's such a great throwback for anybody who misses really done-in-one mystery stories. There is an overarching emotional arc that she has each season, but it's phenomenal guest stars. You know, you already mentioned Rhea Perlman. Carol Kane was on this last week. Steve Buscemi, Kira Kabel Nanjiani, Giancarlo Esposito, and Katie Holmes were in an episode, and there's plenty more to come. It's about halfway through the second season. It streams on Peacock, if anybody is willing to check it out. And the fun mystery structure, which is very similar to Columbo, is it sets it up where you know what happened. You've seen the murder or the mystery kick off at the beginning. It's about her character, Natasha Lyonne's character, figuring out how and why it happened and unraveling it after that. Very fun, very funny, huge guest stars. Highly recommend checking it out.
It's so good. I loved The Simpsons, if we're talking cartoons, and I loved The Regular Show. And I kind of liked Rick and Morty, but it's back, isn't it?
Yes, you sound dismayed.
I may check it out.
It was definitely, it's not as big as it was in the days when people were literally rioting at McDonald's over, you know, the Szechuan sauce. But it is back for a new season on Adult Swim. The first episode broadcast, you need a cable login with Adult Swim to watch it now. If you want to wait, it'll be on Max later on in the year. They usually stream the season after it's all done. But having watched the first episode, it's as funny as ever. And I actually think it's even funnier now that they've sort of settled into a rhythm of the show rather than it was back in those big riot-filled days. They're just sort of having a good time and throwing some sci-fi premises out of there, and I really enjoy it.
I will check it out. All right, so a lot of people really loved Friends, and Adults is kind of like an edgier Friends?
Yeah, it's sort of like an edgier Friends. It's on FX, so it also might remind you of It's Always Sunny, though not set in a bar. It focuses on a bunch of friends who all live in the same house together in Queens. It's very focused on 20-somethings living in New York today. But the thing that I think is most interesting about it is the way that they're broadcasting it. It's premiering Wednesday night at 9 p.m. on FX with two episodes a week, but you'll actually be able to watch the whole season on Hulu starting on Thursday. So if you don't want to wait to check it out weekly, you can check it out then. It takes a little while to develop. I've seen the first six episodes, but like a lot of comedies, once they hit their rhythm with the cast, it's actually really fun and funny and saying some interesting things about 20-somethings today. So check it out on FX or Hulu on Thursday.
And it's called Adults. We are pretty much out of time, but give us 20 seconds of the Sex and the City continues.
Yes, that's the name of it. And Just Like That is coming back after a two-year wait. It's more from the world of Sex and the City. It's premiering on Thursday on Max. And the big headline here is they got a bunch of great guest stars. Rosie O'Donnell is going to be on it. Patti LuPone, Mecaud Brooks, Logan Marshall Green. And, of course, your favorite Sex and the City characters will be back as well.
I haven't watched that since its original airing, but we'll see. Always a pleasure to talk to you, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. We've got you for most of this week, right, Alex?
Yes, I'll actually be back on Thursday and Friday, but yeah, really looking forward to it.
All right, thank you so much. He's Alex Zalbin, host and editor of Comic Book Club, and you can find him at comicbookclublive.com.